swap your diaper bag for your briefcase, because this week's Discovery juggles motherhood and Wall Street with a high-powered investment banker. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, since the economic crisis of 2008, a number of books and films, including Best Picture nominee The Big Short, have offered their perspective on both the origins and the aftermath. But none tell the story quite like former investment banker Maureen Sherry does in her novel Opening Bell. The story follows 30-something investment banker Isabel as she attempts to balance marriage, motherhood, and her job on Wall Street. She seems to have it all, the family and the fortune, but her husband Bruce is lazy and resentful, seemingly paying more attention to his own physique than to their three kids. And it doesn't help that she's also struggling to survive in a male-dominated environment where discrimination and harassment are overlooked and practically encouraged. And when Belle starts working with her former fiancé, Henry, everything begins to crumble. Now, Opening Bell definitely isn't brainless chick lit. It may be disguised as light contemporary fiction, but it also manages to tackle some pretty heavy topics, from 2008's financial crisis to the shocking sexism on Wall Street. And it manages to do so in a way that's both interesting and informative, without getting too in-depth. The characters, meanwhile, are written honestly and realistically. No one here is perfect. In fact, most of the characters are pretty deplorable. Even Belle can be both short-sighted and short-tempered. Still, she's the kind of character that many women will find relatable, one who's just trying to do it all. Like Belle, the novel tries to do a little too much, offering insights into investment banking and the culture of Wall Street, as well as marriage and motherhood. For that reason, some of the subplots fall a bit flat, but its unique perspective still makes for a fascinating and entertaining read. But is it worth fighting for the big bonus check with this stressed-out working mom? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. Opening Bell is the thinking girl's chick lit. It's intelligent and funny, thoughtful and thought-provoking. It may not strike the perfect balance between fact and fiction, but it comes pretty close. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Opening Bell by Maureen Sherry is 299 smart and surprising pages long and is available from Simon & Schuster. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.